Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, landscape designer and horticulturist. The last few weeks we have been celebrating with Father's Day, National Pollinator Week, and we have one more. This week, National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. Randy Schultz, gardening expert with Home Garden and Homestead, is going to be with us to provide advice, mosquito myths, and control products that you can use to keep mosquitoes away. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. This is a new number, so write it down, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. Just make a comment. Tom Benson is at the controls. Tom and I are also co-hosting the program from our homes, and Joni's here too. So please join Tom, Randy, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need.
You don't think twice about wearing your seatbelt. Going boating? Real boaters wear a life jacket. It's easy to do. Accidents can happen quickly, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, you won't have time to put it on if it's stowed. So pick a comfortable life jacket and wear it. Remember, life jackets are for everyone, regardless of your age or swimming ability. Have fun, make memories, and boat responsibly. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Learn more at myfwc.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Teresa Watkins and we are celebrating National Mosquito Control Awareness Week here. Here in Florida though, I think we are aware of mosquitoes all year round. Do you know the best ways to keep mosquitoes out of your landscape? And do you think plants will prevent mosquitoes from biting you? Or does wearing different colors work? Well, if you live near a lake, swamp, or wetland, are you more likely to have Zika mosquitoes flying around? All these questions people are concerned about, and even aerial spraying and affect pollinators. Do they really affect pollinators? Our good friend and gardener Randy Schultz is going to give us all the facts about mosquitoes, and we can talk about what Randy's growing in his Colorado landscape. I think it'll be a little different than here in Florida. Thanks for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. You can check out Better Lawns and Gardens webpage too, betterlawns.com. And there's all sorts of features about what to do in your landscape this time of the year. Joni has a special croton feature, and crotons are very popular this time of the year. So also you can go to my website and check out my free monthly gardening newsletter in your backyard. And you can go onto my webpage, which is www.she-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins and In Your Backyard newsletter, and that'll pop up. And July is coming out any day now, so you'll be able to get that. We have Tom Benson at the controls in the studio. He's going to answer your phone calls. Tom and Joni are co-hosting from home. And the new number to call in is 407-916-5400 or text at 23680. Welcome back, Tom and Joni. And Tom, do mosquitoes annoy you?
Sure.
They do more than
when
that.
When you're outside at dusk time and you see a mosquito on someone else's face, how hard is it to control yourself from not smacking that mosquito?
Oh, yeah. And Joni is mosquito bait, let me tell you. I use her to tell whether there's mosquitoes in the area.
Well, National Mosquito Control Awareness Week is going on right now, so please join me in welcoming Randy Schultz. He's the editor of Home, Garden, and Homestead, a great website for everyone who gardens and enjoys everything about having a modern home. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you doing?
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Joni.
If we got more people saying good morning at you, you can shake a stick at.
I know. I feel so great.
Yeah, Randy, you live out there with where my son lives, and you've been hot.
You know, hot for us is like 81 degrees. We actually hit 89 or 90 one time. But
Wow. Yesterday
was typical Colorado summer because it was 82 degrees, and then a storm front moved in and dropped the temperature down to 65 degrees
Wow. In
less than an hour, and then we got rain.
Ooh,
so it was crazy.
My goodness. That is crazy. Now, you don't get very much colder weather, so your plants are okay, right? They enjoy that kind of fluctuation.
Actually, they enjoy the summer weather, except for the hail. Sometimes the rain turns into hail, and that really wrecks havoc on a vegetable garden, I can tell you. I have mine covered up a good portion of the summer for that reason.
Wow.
Yeah, you get more hail than we get, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's incredible. Randy, so with everything that's going on in the world today, do we really need to be concerned about mosquitoes? I think, you know, it's just very stressful, mosquitoes.
Well, the short answer is yes. you know, mosquitoes spread some of the world's deadliest diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, malaria, dengue fever. So even during the COVID-19 pandemic, mosquitoes are such a serious threat that, as you mentioned, there's a whole week devoted to becoming aware of how deadly and how much of a pest mosquitoes are. So absolutely, we have to pay attention to mosquitoes. And, you guys have already mentioned this. In Florida, every week is Mosquito Control Awareness Week. You guys have mosquitoes.
It has to be.
Yeah. So where do they start? What's the life cycle of a mosquito?
Well, in a nutshell, a mosquito spends its first half of its life in water and the second half flying around, okay? So the eggs are laid in standing water. They hatch to become larvae. They pupate, and then they become adult mosquitoes. And that's when you get bit, when the mosquitoes are flying around, buzzing around, looking for someone to bite. And it's only the females that bite. The males are very content to have a nectar meal and just hang out. It's only when the females need a blood meal to make eggs that they're looking for somebody, a person or a mammal, to bite.
So how far can they travel? I mean, do you see mosquitoes going miles and miles, or how far?
No. Mosquitoes are very weak flyers. They don't travel very far. They can only travel at about 1 mile or 1.5 miles an hour, so they're slow. They get blown around in the wind, and they're weak flyers. They might go from your neighbor's house to your house or two doors down, and that's really about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Randy, they tell me that there's certain mosquitoes that live in bromeliads, for instance, and they don't go much more than 10 feet or so.
Yeah, I mean, they're very local. So if you and your neighbors can get together and control mosquito populations, you're going to find there's a lot fewer mosquitoes to bite you because they're not coming in from very far.
Yeah. So Randy, the myths, you know, can people, I get asked this question all the time at, you know, workshops and talks. Can they plant a plant that's going to keep mosquitoes from their property?
You want the real answer?
Yes.
The real answer, no. No. There are some plant oils that have been found to be, you know, effective in a minor way to repel mosquitoes, like geranium oil. Actually works a little bit, but if you plant geraniums, the concentration of that oil is so low that it has virtually no effect on the mosquitoes. And the truth of the matter is, you know, most of the day the mosquitoes are trying to avoid the hot sun. They hang out in plants. That's their natural habitat. So there are very few plants that have any effect on actually keeping mosquitoes off your property.
Yeah, you know, we hear so much about mosquitoes around lakes and areas of that nature. If we live near a lake or wetland, are we going to be more susceptible to having a mosquito problem?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, number one, they lay their eggs in standing water. And then they don't travel very far, so they tend to stay where they were born. And if you live near a lake and that's where they're breeding, absolutely, you're going to have more mosquito problems. You're going to find yourself dealing with a higher population of mosquitoes when the females are looking for somebody to bite. Hey, you're right there, so they're going to go after you.
Right. So what can homeowners do to prevent mosquitoes in their landscape? Because I know we can do so. We can be a little bit more responsible and not have them so as much. So what can homeowners do?
Well, the number one thing is to reduce standing water in your yard. So when it rains, wherever the water stands for 2 to 7 days, those are the places you want to attack. You want to turn over kids' toys. You don't want tires out in the back behind the garage, you know, where water can collect. You want to empty kids' wading pools. You want to empty your bird baths at least once a week. Same with your plant saucers. The tarps that cover boats. There's always a pocket or two where the rainwater will collect and just stay. You want to be vigilant about reducing standing water in your property. That's really tip number one when it comes to controlling mosquito populations.
Because you know, I think homeowners really are the worst, and gardeners are the worst about having those little areas where mosquitoes can cluster. If I go down in my landscape, I'm going to find pots that collect water, saucers, and I'm the real problem, actually.
Sure.
Well, absolutely. You know, those of us who garden, number one, you're exactly right. You know, the little pots that you put aside in a little stack because you know you're going to use those again. Guess what? That's like prime number one target for mosquitoes.
So are there any products that homeowners can buy? Is there something we can go to the store and get that would help keep the mosquito population down?
Absolutely. You're looking for products that contain an ingredient called BTI. BTI is a naturally occurring bacterium, and in nature, it kills mosquito larvae and nothing else. It is the most eco-friendly mosquito control product, I think, that's available. And that product, that BTI is the natural killer for mosquitoes, right? That's the ingredient in mosquito dunks and mosquito bits, which are available in every hardware store, every garden center, the big box stores like Home Depot and whatnot. You're looking for products with BTI because absolutely the most efficient way to kill mosquito larvae, and it really doesn't kill anything else. It's safe for people, pets, wildlife, fish, everything else.
Right, yeah, BTI. Go ahead.
I love mosquito bits because I can just toss them out into my bromeliads, and they also control fungus gnats too, which is a problem for gardeners.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Randy, tell us a little bit about Home Garden and Homestead so if people can go out and check out your website. It's really fantastic.
HomeGardenAndHomestead.com is basically an online magazine for anybody who has a home or a homestead, and especially for gardens. So if you want to read more about BTI, we got a great story on that. You go to HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. In the little search thing in the top right, just type in BTI mosquitoes, and you can read all about it.
Thank you so much, Randy, for joining us. Go ahead.
I was just saying that it's a pleasure to be here. I love talking with you guys. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having you.
All right, we're going to be right back with your phone calls and more of your texts. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. And Tom, you had a follow-up that you wanted to take care of.
Yeah, I've got two things here. One is Peterson Nursery in Lakeland is having an orchid repotting program today from 9 to noon. And so I guess you can bring your orchids by, or they're going to show you how to do it anyway. You might want to give them a call ahead of time, see if you can bring your orchids and have it done. But that's at Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. Here's a follow-up on the mosquito control here. It says, I see electric mosquito foggers at the stores, and they want to know if they work. And, you know, I've used mosquito foggers in the past, and they will control mosquitoes in that area. But what we find is that the mosquitoes from other areas will blow in. So sure. Mosquito foggers are a way of keeping mosquitoes down for a period of time. But new mosquitoes will come back in. So that's my experience with them. Teresa?
Yeah, if you've got an event going on, I would try and use them. But they're not good. It's not permanent. So it's not something you'd have to do it on a regular basis, even daily.
Yeah, I think some pest control companies have foggers that they set up in the landscape. And that's the way they keep the mosquitoes down for mosquito control. But I think wearing repellents and things like that is probably better for most people.
I agree there. So we've got phone calls coming in. If you have a question, a gardening question, you can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text 23680, and that seems very popular right now. So we'll be taking your calls. And so let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly.
Beverly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
We're up and at it. Sun's up.
Yeah, we got Tom, Joni, Teresa, Tom, it's quite a little gathering you got going on down there.
We have fun.
We're social distancing, Beverly, so not many of us are near each other.
Well, you can't be any further away from me unless you go to the West Coast. But anyway, so I had a question for you, Tom, and Teresa will know this too. But, you know, I wanted to put a new bed in, and it's for ornamentals. I have a crepe myrtle, and I have several native rose bushes. And I put the plastic in. I got the plastic up, but now it seems like the absolute worst time for me to transplant these plants. They're all blooming and stuff. The bed's in full sun, but I can water it adequately. I'm just wondering if I'm going to burn them up because it's the wrong time.
Now, these are in pots, right? You've got plants in pots you're going to transplant.
Yeah, but they've been in pots. You know, they've been in pots so long that their tap roots are growing out the bottom hole and stuff. And they're all blooming.
I'd transplant them, Beverly. Teresa, yep. What do you think?
I agree. They probably will appreciate getting out of those pots.
Yeah,
I would think so. It's just, it's so hot, and like I say, I'll make sure I keep them moist, but I was just thinking, I don't want to kill them.
You're not going to kill them. I would just make sure they're watered real well a couple of days ahead of time, and then make sure the holes are watered well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure you build that little berm around the outer edge so that when you water, the water has to go through the root ball and then out into the ground.
They got like a little well around them or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, root ball. Yeah.
And I just wanted to put out sort of a heads up, and you can probably talk about this better. When you put out even 4 mil plastic for 6 weeks, you got to really watch it because it turns to shards really quickly. You know, if you don't pull it up in time, you got a big mess on your hand, but maybe you can talk to that a little more. I made that mistake for the second and last time this time, you know, standing out there 2 days.
Wow. Tom, how would you take, how long, how would you take care of that, Tom?
Okay, I missed the question. Beverly, one more time.
Oh, well, I was talking about you put down plastic to kill the stuff, but the plastic degrades.
It does.
And if you don't pull it up soon enough, you have just little tiny shards that you can hardly get out of the soil.
Yeah, so you want to know what to do about that. I normally mine down for about no more than 6 to 8 weeks, and at that time it's starting to break down. But if it's a 4 mil plastic, you should be able to just go ahead and collect it up. But if you leave it for much longer than that, yeah, it'll start to break down into small pieces.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was on top of it. But if you don't stay on top of it, you got a real problem. But
yeah, so
anyway, do we have a couple
careful.
Minutes or a minute for birds for Teresa?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, go right ahead. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, yeah, so this is the time of year all the indigenous birds, the cardinals and the bluebirds and the wrens and the sparrows and their offspring are all coming into egg where they're big enough to fly. So my feet, my yard is just, it's like a hurricane of birds.
Nice.
And two of my favorites, well, one is the titmouse, but really my favorite little bird is the chickadee. And I've had chickadees everywhere, and it's just so much fun because they're such pretty little birds.
Aww.
You know,
Tom, do you get chickadees?
You know, we do. I haven't had any. They seem to leave at this time of the year.
Yeah, I haven't seen any
titmouse, and we do have cardinals and blue jays and plenty of woodpeckers. Yeah,
plenty of woodpeckers. I've seen them all over. Yeah, but not the titmouse I see, but not the chickadees. I haven't seen a chickadee. Mm.
Yeah, maybe they don't. It's pretty hot here. I don't know. And they do seem to come around after everybody else leaves. But one thing I wanted to point out is two things. The little juvenile birds, whatever species they are, they have beautiful feathers. Mm. Like some of them have little spots on the feathers on their back that pass, you know, just for people to kind of take a closer look. And then the fun part is watching the baby that's as big as the parent sitting up on the top of the feeder, and the parent goes down to the tube and gets a seed and comes up and feeds the baby, even though the baby,
you're having lots of fun, Beverly. We appreciate it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Beverly. Take care.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Terry in Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Terry.
Good morning, guys. Two questions, but they're real quick ones. One, I have a rain barrel. Should I let it fill from the rain that comes off the roof? It's a shingled roof.
Can you use it?
Can I use it to water my vegetables?
I don't think that's a problem, really.
I don't have any problem with it. Now, here's the only problem, and Ed Thrall's brought this out one time, is that you don't know what's in that water as far as residue from animals like birds and things like that. So I wouldn't want to get it, let's say, over the foliage or the what you're going to eat unless you plan on washing it off real well.
Well, yeah. I mean just the soil. If I take
the soil,
and water.
The soil is fine.
Not a problem.
Yeah, what he was concerned about, I think the health people are the excreta from birds and insects and things of that nature that can get into that when it washes off.
I thought there was chemicals in the shingles or something that I had to be concerned.
Well, there's going to be some of that, but I don't think it's going to turn up to be significant. I think they're more concerned about the bacteria and things.
The bacteria, yeah. All right.
Okay.
And you had another question, Terry?
I do. Well, one is a comment. Why do they sell tomatoes this time of year? We buy them, and the sun burns them up. Can we leave them on the patio? And I know it says full sun. What are the chances that they're going to grow and produce fruit?
Yep. They sell the tomato plants because they can. And so you really don't want to buy them at this time. The next time to buy and plant tomatoes is the middle of August. But they sell them because people have northern traditions, and they remember them from up north when they come here. So they go through and they plant them, and they don't get tomatoes, or they may get them if the plants last until fall.
Yeah, and one of the plants, well, two of the tomato plants we bought said heat resistant, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, not enough.
No, not enough.
Not enough. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Tom, do we have text messages you want to take? We can take
a
couple.
We have plenty of them. And here's one here. They said they want to talk concerning nematodes. And nematodes are roundworms that live in the soil. And so at this time of the year, if you have a garden, you want to bake them out. And that's why we have that soil solarization. And that's what Beverly was talking about. And Ed at other times is talking about it, too. Now's the time to do it if you're going to do soil solarization. So you can use that heat to bake out the nematodes, because they're major problems in home gardens. And I've done it. And it's good for normally about one crop. Yeah.
One crop, and then or once a year for that area.
Yeah. Now, Teresa, here's a question for you. It said, what did Teresa say about fungicides? We were talking about putting the fungicide on the turf, and she said, what kind of fungicide were you using?
Well, all fungicides are preventative. What I mean by that is that once you have the fungus, there's really nothing you can put on it that's going to take it away. You just have to wait for it to go through that cycle and dry out and recover. But fungicides are preventative. So if you're getting fungus every year in your grass, make a note of the time and put it on preventatively before the summer rains start hitting, and you'll be less likely to get it.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the BioAdvance product.
Oh, yeah, no, BioAdvance. I like that one, and there's also the DiseaseX that you mentioned.
Yeah, from Scott. So yep. two good products there. Yep.
All right. So we do want your phone calls, 407-916-5400, or you can text us. We still have a lot to get to on the text messages. We'll be taking those next. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
If you're a smoker, it's time to stay 6 feet away from your cigarettes, too. That's because COVID-19 is only made deadlier when it infects people with weakened lungs and a weakened immune system, two of the many effects from tobacco use. They lower your chances of fighting back and increase the odds of you being stuck in a hospital bed away from home. That means smoking doesn't just affect you. It affects your family, too. It won't be easy, but Tobacco-Free Florida can help. Call us at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW to get started with your free nicotine replacement therapy kit today.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go right to the phone calls, and we have Kevin in Palm Bay, Tom.
Okay, good. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank
you. I had a question about mosquitoes. I've been looking at mosquito magnets, I guess the device that uses the propane to produce heat, and then you put an attractant packet in it. Up north, I guess they use octanol. But I was reading somewhere where octanol doesn't work on southern mosquitoes. So I guess down here you use something called Terex or something like that. There's quite a price difference between those two products. So is there really that big a difference between northern mosquitoes versus southern mosquitoes where they're not attracted to attractants that are safely used up north?
You know, I've never heard that, to be honest with you. And let me give you my thought on mosquito attractors, or they used to use lights and things like that for insects of all sorts. And what it does is just brings more into your neighborhood or into your yard. And so I really don't – I'm not a big fan. I'll be honest with you. And so I think your best thing's going to be trying to keep the mosquitoes down in your yard and your neighbor's yard. And it probably if your neighbor doesn't do it also, there's going to be tons of mosquitoes. You heard Randy say if there's wet areas or anything standing, you're going to have the mosquitoes. And so why would you develop something that attracts them to bring them in from your neighbor's yard to live in your yard?
Gotcha.
I don't know, Teresa.
Me and my wife, my family, we try and go out in the evening and mess with the garden and whatnot. And then, especially in the evening, when the chickens are going up, they're getting tore up by the mosquitoes. And I was trying to think of something that maybe would attract the mosquitoes away from them. And,
I didn't know if there was
something that you recommended for that. I mean, I've seen videos of people putting fans up with screens on them, to suck the mosquitoes to the back of it and kill them that way. But I was trying some other options.
There's new technology out there that has a spray that will, spray out. But it's just for certain events. You don't do it all the time. But I would not do attractors. That's
okay.
Yeah, and foggers, that's another possibility. And I've used foggers. I'll be honest, when I'm working down back in a shady area and there may be mosquitoes there, I will use one of those little foggers. A Yard Guard is one of them, but several companies have them. Cutter has one, I believe. And you can fog the area, and that keeps the mosquitoes down off of me during the time I'm working there. And that's what I use.
And, Tom, how long do you wait before you go back into it? You spray it? How does it work?
You spray it as soon as the fog dies down. It's a synthetic pyrethroids, which are very low toxicity type products, and has a little odor to it, and you can smell it if it's very heavy.
I need to keep the animals away from it when I set it off.
Yeah. It's a spray, and when you see the spray particles dissipate, then it's safe to go back in.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Tom, do we have some text messages?
Yeah, I have a lot of them here. One of them is, how do you control caterpillars? Thought maybe you might want to take that one.
Sure. I mean, you can use any kind of BT product, anything for leaf-eating insects. Bacillus thuringiensis is what I use, and you can also use, like, spinosad for it. What do you use, Tom?
I like I like the spinosad. I've used both of them. And the reason I like the spinosad, especially in vegetable gardens, is because spinosad or spinosad, I say spinosa, but anyway.
potato, potato.
I'm just different. But anyway, I find it also controls leaf miners. It will control immature stages of stink bugs. And mm-hmm. so I just, that's what I go to. But anyway, either one will work fine.
And you want to use it when you see new leaf growth too. So that's going to help prevent the leaf miners and also the leaf rollers and things like that.
Yeah. And the thuricide is good for caterpillars, and that's what it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Ready for another one?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Here's torpedo grass. Everybody knows torpedo grass. There are natural ways to eliminate it, such as pouring hot water on it or baking soda, and I do not know of any.
No, no. Actually, the natural way is to pull them, you know, dig them up, throw them away.
Yeah, that's the only natural way. Now, there are several weed control products that control grasses only, and Ortho has one, Grass Be Gone. And then Fertilome has one over the top, and they will control torpedo grass and take it out of ornamentals. The only thing is, make sure the plant you're going to use it on is on the label, because some plants are sensitive to it. But otherwise, nothing to take it out of St. Augustine or Bahia, I can take it out of Zoysia, and I can take it out of Bermuda. There are herbicides to take torpedo grass out of those grass types.
And you don't want to use it next to a shoreline area, then, unless it's, you know, said that you can use it near aquatics.
Yeah, and there's very few herbicides that you can use that way. So
exactly.
You just got to be careful. Let's see what we got here. Do you want to just take a break at this point, or you want another
one? Sure. We still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400 and text messages. We can do those at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This is Dr. John Newcomer with today's mental health tip. It's important to remember that you don't have to face mental health problems alone. You can start with a conversation with a friend or family member, and then contact a local behavioral health service when you're ready. There are many resources to help you protect your health and to feel better. You never have to do it on your own.
This PSA campaign is brought to you by the Florida Association of Managing Entities.
Florida's coral reef is the only living coral barrier reef in the continental United States. It provides shelter, food, and serves as a nursery for numerous plants and animals, including those important to Florida's fishing industry. Our reef is also key to protecting Florida's coastal communities, dispersing 97% of wave energy, and providing more than $355 million in flood protection benefits. Learn more about this vulnerable treasure by visiting floridascoralreef.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we are back with more Better Lawns and Gardens and your gardening questions and text messages, 407-916-5400 or 23680. Tom, do we have text messages there?
Yes, we do. And I have one here about an Okinawan potato. And I'm not sure what type of potato that is.
Well, Okinawan potatoes are actually sweet potatoes that came from the Aztecs in South America that the Spaniards took to the Philippines and China in the 15th century. So they made their way over to Japan around the 17th century and then made their way back over to Hawaii. And they're actually known as Hawaiian sweet potatoes. They're purple inside with a light brown skin and texture. And they are sweet. They taste a little bit with like honey, and they're very starchy. So I think if someone would like to grow them, I would check in your grocery market or go to an Asian market and just buy them in the store. And how would you plant a sweet tomato?
The question was, do they grow here? And sweet potatoes grow here, so it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, we grow sweet potatoes of different colors. We even grow the ornamental sweet potato and get sweet potatoes on them. So I'd be starting them somewhere between March and around the end of June, no later than the 1st of July. And like you said, you go ahead and get the potato at the supermarket, and when it starts to sprout, then you let it grow, and you can get the shoots off about 6 inches long, and then you can plant them in the garden, just shade them for a few days, keep them moist, and they grow like weeds, actually.
They do. You'll have sweet potatoes forever and ever. Okay. Let's. What do we have next?
Okay. When is the best time to lay down zoysia sod in Orlando? You know, if I was going to do it, I would do it just about any time except in the dead of the winter, because zoysia is not growing during the winter time. I know it can be laid year round, but I would say sometime from April on through the summer into maybe September, October. What do you think?
I'm going to be laying it down Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, it's a good time of the year. You want to put it down, sod it when it's growing, and so that's definitely the summertime.
Yep. And what I find about zoysia sod is the fact that it needs to make good contact with the ground. St. Mm-hmm. Augustine, Bahia, we can get away just tossing it out. But the zoysia sod, if it's not in place with the soil, it's not going to root down very well.
And right. So I always roll it just to make sure that that compaction happens.
Yeah. And some people are putting down even a light organic layer mixed in with the topsoil, and that seems to help also. But just getting it down, good contact with the ground is what you need for zoysia sod.
There you go.
Want another one?
Sure.
Okay, can you mix neem oil and spinosad in a pump-up sprayer? I do not know of any problem doing that. They're both natural products. The only thing I would be concerned about is sometimes oils do make complexes with other insecticides. And if it was mine, I'd be putting them on separately.
Yeah, you want to have a specific purpose, knowing what you're putting down. And if you start to mix it, then it gets a little complicated.
Yeah, we do have compatibility charts where you can look up and see if things are mixable together. But in general, I just don't like to mix several insecticides and fungicides together.
Sure, I appreciate that. Okay, do we have another one?
Nope.
One more.
Believe it or not, we're out of them, but I just want to go back to lawn care at this point in time, because that's what we started off with, and we have to tell people that there's several pests out there now affecting the lawns, and a lot of people are seeing moths out there. Do you worry about them?
I do. This is the time of the year. I mean, it's so stressful with the heat and with the rain and everything like that, so you have to stay on top of those insect issues.
Yeah, and a lot of people see the moths flying around, but the moths themselves are not causing any harm to the lawn.
No, no, and you definitely want to wait. Getting the bag of the grubicide is what you're going to be looking for, insect control for moths, sod webworms, that you want to put it on when the caterpillars, the grubs, hatch. So you're going to probably wait 4 to 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, and you may not see them at all. I wait until I see the feeding. When I see the feeding of the caterpillars out there, the sod webworm larva, then I go ahead and make an application if needed. Even if you did nothing, probably, you're not going to lose your lawn. Now, chinch bugs are the difference. If you have a chinch bug population developing, then you got to get that under control.
Exactly. Tom, it's always a treat to sit in with you and Joni and Tom Benson. Thank you so much. We want to thank Ed Thralls, the Orange County Extension agent, for his real life experiences with hydroponics, and Randy Schultz, editor of HomeGardenAndHomestead.com, for for his wonderful information on mosquitoes that we need to use all year round. I'm going to be walking around the yard today, and I'm going to be tipping, tossing, and covering, so we're going to not have any mosquitoes. I also would like everyone to check out my free gardening monthly newsletter, In Your Backyard. You can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, or just Google me, Teresa Watkins, In Your Backyard. My July issue is coming out next week. Joni, thank you so much. And Tom Benson, thank you for producing the show. I appreciate it. And we're going to be back next week, aren't we, Tom, for 4th of July?
I'm planning on being here.
I'm going to be here, too. Thank you so much. Joni, you're going to be here with us, too. And Tom, we're going to see you next week.
Yeah.
Join us for more Better Lawns and Gardens on July 4th. Take care, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.